This is a Mosaic Gaming Network production. Last episode, we left half our party chasing down what seems to be a tenant of the temple, and the other half are trying to defrost Piplok. Let's see how they're getting on.
Okay, so Throck, enraged at your prey has gotten away from you, your axe thirsts for the taste of human, weird human blood, and you run down the corridor following this trail of blood, and suddenly the corridor just ends. It ends in a solid wall.
Oh. Does the blood go up to the solid wall?
Yes.
Does the blood appear to stop at the solid wall, or is there a sort of a look like it might go under the solid wall?
It wasn't bleeding that much, so we're not talking about, you know, like a painted line.
I hacked him in the thigh with an axe.
Yes, and he healed himself. Which none of you saw, because you failed your perceptions.
I see.
Yeah, so he was bleeding, but he's not, you know, about to go into shock from loss of blood. You've noticed, because you're quite used to be, you know, in the military, and you're used to spotting these kind of things, and you've been spotting the, you know, droplets of blood, and they seem to go towards the end of this corridor, but this corridor doesn't lead anywhere. It literally ends in a solid wall, and you can put your hands on it, and you touch it, and it is a solid stone wall.
Bugger. Can I search for...
You hear behind you, ah! And the gnome's behind you, and he's running off and going... And then you hear like a lizard man's really heavy steps going, boom, 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 boom.
I like the idea that they've all decided to run around the corner going, ah!
And Grim, Team you sort of see him stop, and then sort of stop a couple of paces from him, around you. You've got a bigger gate than everybody else. And actually, this is a really narrow corridor, so you have to squish your head and you run, and then you've noticed that everyone stopped. But, like, roll to stop yourself before you crash into everyone.
Oh, God.
20?
Hey.
Yeah. Yes, please.
2.
Oh.
You wanted to go through this wall, right?
We're dead.
Oh, God.
Actually,
the D12. Bam. 4. Bam, 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 bam.
Okay, so you hear thunderous steps behind you, and you turn around and you see the gnome sort of skid to a halt in front of you, and then you see this lumbering lizard man. You're like, whoa, 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 and he tries to stop, but he doesn't stop in time, and ends up tripping over both of you and hitting the back wall. And the back wall is solid, but it hits it, and then it shudders slightly as if it's on an axis.
So, yeah, can I start looking around for catches, sort of ways of getting through this thing, sort of, you know, anything that will allow me to open this apparent secret door?
What do you want to do? Tell me how you want to... Okay, so you want to run your hands around the edges? You want to go at the bottom, top?
Actually, I suppose he's taller than me, so I won't be able to... If I'm making a door like this...
Hit it with your axe.
I was about to say, yeah, I'll hit it with my axe.
you sure I shouldn't hit it with my giant hammer?
Yes, I was going to say instead of wrecking my axe, I look at my axe, look at the Rohandrel, and just go, can you just knock it down?
Guys, yeah. Subtlety is your best quality. Like, I'm just going
to stealth is for the weak.
Frank is not a subtle dwarf.
Clearly.
I like this dwarf.
Okay, so who's hitting the door?
I'll smack the door.
Okay, so you guys have to sort of almost shuffle behind Thark, and then you have a clear go at the door. Right, roll to hit.
To hit? 8.
Okay. You hit the wall, roll a D or your damage. which is a D8, did I say?
7.
Right. Okay. You hit it, and...
The DM turns into a cockney.
And? Right, you hit it, and the door shudders, and bits of stone fly, like, sort of chip off and spark from where you've hit it, but the door doesn't move. I mean, the wall doesn't move.
I'm going to hit it again.
Metagaming.
Hit it again.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God. I can see you guys are like battering around, sort of, like, running into the door.
Yeah, you get a sort of on your upper thigh from the dwarf, because that's as high as he can reach on you.
As I swing back, I'm going to scream out Orphidius and slam the slam it in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah? Do I roll to hit?
You can hit it. It's there. So yeah? Just roll your damage. Yeah.
4.
Okay, you hit it, and this time, as you say it, a sort of greenish hue, light, surrounds the mace, and you hit the stone wall, and, yes, wall, and, it fractures slightly, but as it fractures, you hit it sort of bang on in the middle. To the left, a crack sort of reaches out to the wall, and that part of the wall, in quotation marks, slips forward, and you can see flickering light, as if candlelight, from some behind this wall. You now think that it's a door, it's a secret door, and it's on like a imagine a hinge going through the center of it, and it turns and pivots like so. Yeah. I can't really think of any other door, a normal door. People don't build doors like this, but hey, it's a secret door. What you gotta do?
Are you telling me if they just pushed it, it would have opened?
That would have been amazing, but
it's better to hit things. Yeah.
You think maybe it's not supposed to open from this side unless you know how, but you've broken one of the edges. It's not open completely, so you guys, maybe if you push your weight and roll a strength check, all of you, to push this side of the door, you can maybe force it open.
Or we could break down this hidden door.
Yeah.
Or you could break down the hidden door. Roll.
Put a deity in my temple, will you?
Can I just say, Grim, this whole time, Grim has been slowly backing down the corridor, looking slightly concerned for the two people hacking away at the wall.
Well, one's hacking away, and the dwarf is behind me going, yes, again, more, yes.
Brilliant. Right, okay, you hit it again, and this time the cracks just keep getting wider, and you hit it and hit it and hit it, and eventually the left half of this spinny door just crumble down, and light completely fills the corridor that you're in. Grim, you also remember that you have a silver dagger on you that you found last episode.
Yep.
At that point, as soon as the door crashes down, Thrak sort of... jumps or sort of weasels his way past Rahandril and leaps through the gap, determined to take up the chase again.
Right, okay.
He's like a hound with a scent.
Pretty much. Motherfucker got away. No.
He did.
No.
You guys enter a room, believe it or not.
Who said we were following him?
Me.
Okay, well, Thrak enters the room, all by his lonesome. Thrak, just out of interest, right? Can you roll me a D12 just to see who's in this room?
Fuck. 2.
Okay, that's very lucky for you. Someone is not in this room.
Someone. Now there's a terrifying saying.
It is not here. Oh.
Yet.
Yeah. At least it's singular.
Yeah.
Until you find out it's made of spiders.
Okay, you enter a 40-foot by 40-foot room. In the middle of the room is a really long wooden table, and there are eight chairs sort of placed around it. And there's, bits of food left on the table, maybe, like, you know, fruit bowls. It looks like people are, like, dining here. Polished wood, that kind of thing. On the left-hand wall, you see three doors, all sort of banded iron, wooden doors. And on the far most wall, straight directly opposite you, you see another door, again, of the same sort of wood that's got banded iron across it.
And is there anyone in this room?
Not currently. To the wall to your right, there is an opening, like a corridor going off.
Are there any bloodstains left, or have they now petered out?
Roll a perception check.
Perception.
19.
Very, yes. Very perceptive.
For Christ's sake.
Very keen eye. And you see... there's only droplets now, but there is maybe one or two heading away from this room, I guess, into the opening on the wall to your right. And you also notice that a footprint, because you're very perceptive, in sort of the dusty stone floor where this droplet of blood is as well.
So through the opening into the room, or through the door that you've just smashed down, Rahandral, you see the dwarf leap in, look from side to side, basically go and sniff the air, and then disappear off down this corridor, going, ah! So, yeah, I'm basically just going to keep going.
For helm's sake. Grim, fetch Blatt. I'll go after him.
Oh, shit, yeah, Blatt. Right, Blatt.
Yeah, hello.
Well, right, a couple of minutes goes by, so you've got, you know, maybe 5 minutes or so of gameplay. What do you want to be doing?
Well, I'm gonna see if I can kind of bring her back to reality. Just see if I've got any smelling salts or anything that will lie around that might
have smelling salts character sheet.
I don't think so, but I was wondering if there's anything that is quite pungent lying around.
It's not on your character.
I mean, like, in the general vicinity of the kind of alchemy area.
Drink this for me.
See if there's anything strong to me.
She looks like all her muscles are sort of seized up, but her eyes are open, and her muscles are, like, twitching slightly. Almost as if she's... I don't know how else better to describe it. But you can start to see that there's sort of five cells in front of you. Each of them have a wooden door with a sort of square cut out of near the top sort of thing, which has bars through it so you can see in. The one that she's standing in front of, two people are kind of, you can see shifting around in there, sort of backed against the far wall.
Okay, so she's still got, like, a hand touching the handle or anything?
Her hands are holding what looks like a padlock and some lockpicks, like she was trying to open them.
Okay, well, what I might do then is just, what have we got?
Use the... is anyone there?
Hello? Who's in there?
Who are you? Are you one of them?
No, I'm just with my party, you know, kind of investigating the Temple of Helm.
What?
It's a temple to my friend's god. He seemed quite interested in coming down here, so, you know, thought we might come down here, have a look.
Please, could you open the lock? Like, well, you need to get us out.
I would do, but my friend seems to have been paralysed by something, and she's touching the lock that is in front of your cell. So unless you know what's going on...
She started trying to let us out, and I thought she'd run off.
Okay.
There was a massive explosion. And then right. I didn't hear anything from her anymore. It still sounds really young, maybe like 8 or 9.
I, Yeah. Why are you locked in a cell?
I can't remember.
Okay. Well,
everyone who leaves here, they don't come back. Please, you need to let us out.
Well, before I let you out, I'm just going to try and sort my friend out, and then I'll see if I can get the door open for you.
Don't go, please.
We're not going anywhere. Just trying to get my friend, you know, to be conscious.
And we heard that, someone running past screaming about 2 minutes ago. We don't know what's going on. Ah!
I'll use the end of my bow, so I'm not touching anything, but just kind of loosen her hand from the lock and maybe kind of pull her away from the door.
Okay, yeah, you pull her away from the door. What do you do?
If I can't find any smelling salts and she looks like she can see stuff, I'm just going to give her a slap.
Yeah, okay. You slap her.
Not really hard.
Subtlety was our best weapon in this game.
The Lothario at work.
Wake up, woman!
Just, you know, not like a full-on, like... I need to knock you off your feet.
Just break her nose.
Just more kind of like a...
Blah, blah, answer. Where do you slap her?
I will try slapping her arm first. Let's go with this fairly safe bet.
Right, oh. Okay. Ah, baby! Sorry, there was a baby on camera.
Ooh, surprised looking.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You slap her in the arm, and she hasn't. She doesn't respond. What do you do next?
Oh, okay. I'm just maybe splash water in her face.
Yeah.
Drinking water.
Yep.
I'm not going to use the dirty water that people are dead in.
It's not an ideal. Okay. No. She looks like she's coming around a little bit.
You sure there's nothing like... Is there a bucket I can use? I can just go get some water.
What?
Hit her with the bucket.
No, hit her with the bucket. That seems a bit extreme. If she's coming around, I'll just, you know, maybe just gently kind of like, you know, shake her slightly. Just to kind of, you know, encourage her awake. This is not going very well. I'm not a mage or anything, so it's all physical and...
You can hear from a different cells some moaning, some groaning, and some growling, some scratching from various different cells. It stinks in here of decay and death. And you're like, come on, Pip-Pluck, wake up! And
then
out
you hit
of
her with
nowhere.
A
yeah. Hit out of nowhere, you hear footsteps coming from the room that you vacated before.
Okay, what so I will prepare myself. I'll assume that it's an enemy, so I shall draw my short sword again and drag kind of Pip-Lock into the corner. So they're we're mostly out of sight, if that's possible.
Okay. Yeah, you head towards the back corner, and the footsteps get louder and louder and louder. What do you want to do? They sound like they're going to enter the room at any moment.
Okay. Stand ready to surprise them.
Okay. As you stand ready, sword in your hand, shaking slightly with adrenaline, a figure emerges out of into the room that you're in, and you bring your sword up as if you're going to hit, and the figure turns with its magnificently golden head. And says, "There you are!"
Oh, for the love of God!
Stab him!
Look, where the hell have you been?
There's no time for sleeping on the job, Pip-Pluck. What have you done to her?
She's been paralysed by something. Have you got anything? You got any smelling salts, perchance?
You might have smelling salts.
Don't worry, I'll sort her out. He goes over towards Pipluck and he sort of like puts her head on between his hands on his lap, and he goes, "I won X award and this award and this 5 times in a row, and all of it within 1 year. Did you know? I'm a very hard worker." And he kind of talks by himself, and he goes on, and he goes on. And he starts bringing stuff out of his pockets, and he puts something in her mouth that looks like a leaf. And after a moment, she starts retching. She spits it out, and she stands up, slaps him across the face. And she goes, "What the hell was that? That's disgusting."
I'm sorry.
"Well, my dear, you are awake, are you not? I don't want... Where are the rest of..." He looks to you. What happened to the rest of our party? I go to the toilet for 10 minutes and chaos reigns.
I'm sorry, you went to the toilet whilst there was a giant spider attacking us. How convenient.
When nature calls, my dear, nature calls.
There's two things may have been related.
Nature's yeah, I was about to say.
Fine, they've you run know, off down chasing do some weirdo.
Well, we better be off then. Let's go and help them.
Before we go too far, there seems to be some small girls locked in a cell over here. Know anything about it?
Why would I know anything about it, dear well, man?
You are the guide.
Little girls themselves? Absolutely not.
Fine. Are you going to leave them here, or...?
Pip looks to you and goes, "The trap's in there. I tried to open the lock, but I couldn't. We might be better off going and helping them coming back from."
Seems like a plan.
Okay. All right, well, let's go. What do you mean they ran off? They ran off by themselves again.
When are they not running off?
Well, actually, you were the one running off last time. Where the hell did you go? Not right now. Let's just go. Okay, you guys all start heading off down the corridor. Right, Throck. I'm going to use a group. So, Green, Rohandrel, and Throck. You with Throck in the lead. You go into this 40-foot by 40-foot room. Turn right towards the on the right hand wall. There's a entrance halfway across the wall. You turn right into that, which is a little corridor. And you go into another corridor. Turn left down this corridor, and you can see ahead of you. It's quite a long corridor, maybe 60-foot long by 20-foot wide and 20-foot tall. Further down on the wall, so there's the entrance you just came from. Further down, there's another door, and at the end of the corridor, there's a door as well.
Right, okay. Again, like the hound on the scent that he is, Thrak will be trying to follow the blood spatter slash footsteps. So do I need to roll perception to see if I can still see it?
Yeah, it's getting more and more difficult now.
Uh-oh. Do they seem to lead in any particular direction, or not particularly?
I'll let you know if you make your perception.
Right. Okay. Hang on. Baby plus rolling dice is not easy, by the way. 17.
Yes. Okay. I'll send you the picture of the map, but you just got to pretend not to see the other section.
Okay.
Oh, no, I just put that in the wrong one. Never mind.
Brack, you're right, making small person noises.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, what's that, Benedict? Timmy's falling down the well.
I'm multitasking like a motherfucker here at the moment. I am playing D&D. I am feeding a baby. I'm putting the Minotaur's head up on Twitter now, or on my Twitter anyway. Facebook.
Full and undivided attention.
Yeah, I'm doing everything. I'm doing it well. Doing it well.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Yes, I see.
Okay, yeah, they're going. There's really not a lot left now, and whatever seems to be left is going down the corridor right to the end.
Okay. So, yes, right to the end of the corridor then.
Okay. Go right to the end of the corridor, and the next room looks
Which
like...
Which number are we on now? Sorry.
So, you were in room 17, just for your guys' reference. Yep. I'll put the mask later. You turned, if you're looking at the map, you turn left into the main corridor and then go down past room 27.
Gotcha. Okay, yep, cool.
Okay, cool. The next room you come into looks like it would have been a trapped room once upon a time, but the traps have been sprung already, deliberately. So you've got it's a 20-foot by 20-foot room, 20-foot high as well, and you've got spears. Sort of, they would have come straight into the middle of the room, spearing whoever came into here. But they look like they've been all pushed down and to make pathway straight through. So someone's obviously using this room at current. You go straight through, and you end up in another corridor because this is the place of the fucking house of corridors.
Corridor Simulator 2017.
Literally, corridors everywhere.
You want corridors? We've got your sodding corridors.
No. Ridiculous.
Long corridors, short corridors, American corridors, French corridors. I feel like I'm the guy outside of the what's it called?
Apple pie corridors.
Apple pie corridors. There we go. You can find a cheaper corridor anywhere else. Walk down it.
All I right, can okay. think is waving arm and fable tube man.
Yeah. we're weirdly on a dust till dawn kick at the moment. So yeah. Only they weren't talking. Well, I suppose maybe they were talking about corridors, just different sorts.
Okay, you're all together. You go into, so you go through room 28 for your guys' perspective. And on the far wall, there's another opening into a corridor. The corridor turns left, and you can see that the corridor does sort of an L shape in front of you. So it goes forward and then off to the right. On the wall up and to the left, there's a door, and the door is currently open, like someone's just run through it, and you can hear lots of urgent chattering inside. Not in common. Grim, you know it's Drow.
You and see Rahandal as well. Sort of basically prick his ears up, because I'm assuming he hears this.
Yes, you hear lots of it's like a hurried conversation, like some of them sound a bit more guttural and a bit more clicky, like, and some of them almost a bit of a common accent trying to speak Drow.
Okay. So yeah, you hear if you were close enough whilst pounding down the corridor behind the dwarf, you would hear him say, "Finally!" and charge in through the door.
Oh, for Christ's sakes!
Has anybody told you what a Drow is, mate?
Jesus.
Does anyone know if Frack cares what a Drow is?
Not for much longer.
He's a barbarian. His blood's up. It's not my fault.
It's true, you're berserk.
Here we go.
Yeah. Hey,
okay, you went to the room. Thrak, you run down the corridor and enter the room. You two, Rahandral and Grim, see him enter the room, look at each other, and then chase after him. Thrak, you went to a room which looks like a bit of a storeroom. It's got a table in the middle, which seems to be housing some sort of like books and paper. There's barrels that line the walls, and there are a few drow in here. You see drow are, just for a description, there's three of them in here. And then there's this guy here that you've been chasing. The drow all have long silver hair, or platinum blonde hair to varying lengths. They're all wearing leather armor. And none of them look particularly happy to see you. As you run in, they all turn around freakishly in unison. And what do you want to do? You have the kind of drop on them.
Thrak yells, come on, pretty boys, and attacks the first one that's closest to him.
Oh, excellent.
Suicidal dwarf.
Right. In front of you, there's...
He's not suicidal, he's just...
Drow on your left, you know, Drow on your right, and this weird human in the middle. Which one do you want to attack?
I think I would probably... Yeah, Thrak would probably be attacking the one that he came to kill, and then he'll deal with the other two. So the human guy in the middle.
Okay, roll to hit. You've totally got the drop on them.
Ooh, 15.
Nice, you hit. How much damage do you do?
Oh, this is the question, isn't it? This. How about 8? How does that go down?
Yeah, right.
I'd like, because I'm assuming he's the height of a normal human, right?
Yeah.
So I'm aiming for the middle of his chest, basically, at this point. Just straight over the top of the head, crashing into the middle of his sternum, if I can do.
Nice.
Like a cassocut.
No, not from one side. Just like, literally, I'm aiming to put my to go through the front of his chest and touch the front of his spine with my axe blade. That's what I'm intending to do here.
Right, okay. You're screaming, and because you're enraged, you bring this axe down, and it cuts right through his rib cage, and you hear him like coughing for a second, and then you have a dead human on the end of your axe.
If there's like a half beat of silence, you'll hear a sort of from Thrak.
The psycho dwarf.
You two running round the corner to see. If you could, a dwarf could give off like a happy aura. He's kind of like glowing, and his axe is embedded into this sicko that you've met before. And you look behind him, and three drow are sort of standing there, and each one starts drawing a weapon out, and look towards the gnome actually, and he goes, "What? Ash? You don't speak drow." They kind of tilt their head as if it's a question.
We're just following this dwarf.
Throw me under the fucking bus.
It's like following the white rabbit.
If the white rabbit was really, really angry.
I'm assuming they look pretty angry, right?
Yeah. They look pretty angry.
Well, they're dry as well. They're, you know, basically defecating on my temple. I'm going to just swing the hammer straight into the closest one.
Well, right, you're kind of in a bit of a confined spot right now. The dwarf's in the doorway, or just beyond the doorway, and he's got three drow on him, and you guys can't get through the door because the dwarf's in the way. So they're going to get an attack. Unfortunately, the dwarf until you move out the way. And then, they'll roll perception. Thrak, you've had your go. We'll say you go first. Just roll one for next time. And they're going to roll there. Everyone roll a d20. Let's just say.
Drop and roll, Thrak.
12.
16.
One.
Oh, Thrak's getting a hammer to the back of the head, isn't he?
Whoops.
You got a one?
I did.
Okay. Wow. Graham, what'd you get?
12.
Okay. Right, okay. Shit, that could be really fucking pissed. Right, okay. One is going for you, dwarf, and he comes at you with two almost look like short swords or dirks, and he's going to come and he's going to take a swipe. Okay, completely misses you with one. What's your armor class? Sorry, so it hits you with another. Take 5 points of damage.
Are you dead yet?
Are you dead yet?
It's not going to be long.
Yeah, it's not going to take
16,
much.
Right?
Right, okay. So. You get a one of them misses you, and because you dodge out of the way, and you don't expect the other one to come round, and it actually cuts you in the side of the head, and leaves it stinging. But the adrenaline's rushing so high that you kind of can forget about it right now. So, next, we've got Thrak. Oh no, you came first. Then we've got Grim. What do you want to do?
Okay, I'm going to cast Grease into the middle of the room and try and trip everyone up. So everyone has to do a dex saving throw or they fall over.
Okay.
Not me, Rahandra.
Rahandra won't. Thrak, no. Roll a d20.
Oh, Christ.
Good play. Yeah.
Five? Shit.
Okay, no. No and no. Okay. One of the drow who is on Thrak's left comes in to take a swipe at him and actually ends up skidding and falling over into the sidewall. And Thrak, you try and step backwards, I'm assuming, and also end up falling. You don't become prone. You manage to stay on your feet, but you do the whole ice skating thing for a second.
You did this in the first episode, didn't you? When we were having the fight in the pub, didn't you?
Yeah, maybe.
So then, the dwarf realizes this and is just like, gnome! He's not really capable of much more than shouts at this point.
Right. Okay, one of them doesn't get a go. One of the drow who didn't fall over is going to start... it's so narrow. Corridor fighting's difficult, man. He's gonna throw a dagger. Whoa! Okay, yeah, that'll do. He throws it at Grim.
Sees
you, and throws his dagger at you, doing 2 points of damage.
Okay.
It hits you right in the collar. But obviously you're wearing. Are you wearing armor? I'm assuming you're wearing armor.
Nope.
No, not
my
He's actually been naked this whole time.
I'm in speedos.
Well, hits you right in the shoulder. It's only a tiny, tiny little thing, maybe 3 inches long, and it sticks right into your shoulder blade, and it really fucking hurts.
Hey, three inches is average.
I told you that, sweet.
It's only.
Rahandral, it's your go. Yeah.
So as I see this small little knife fly past and touch the gnome, I'm going to try and hit the closest drow to me, basically.
Okay.
Is he on the ground? The one
you're going to have to try and barge your way into the room. You're going to have to duck your head to get in and then try and step over a couple of the dwarf, essentially. Hit one. Okay. So roll a dex check to see if you can do all of that without falling over on the grease.
Okay. No. You might be getting crushed. I got a 5.
Right, roll a d12. Yeah.
No.
Low is lucky for you.
D12, yeah.
Yeah, low is better for you.
11.
Okay, no, yeah, you literally took your head through. You step over the dwarf and raise your mace to bring it down on a juicy drow head, and your foot slips and you end up sitting on the dwarf.
Bloody hell.
At least you're protected now.
No. The drow is just looking really confused, but you have successfully blocked the doorway, so you're kind of Andrew, you're blocking the doorway, Thrak, you're underneath him, Grim, you're off to the right, sort of you shrunk away, you're on the back wall within this room, and there's 3 drow standing in front of you and dead corpse of the human on the floor. So new round, let's go. Thrak, start with you.
Okay, I'm going to have to try and get out from underneath the 7-foot-tall lizard man.
No, throw the lizard. Throw the lizard at the drow.
That's hilarious.
It sounds like there's some muffled crying beneath me.
Luckily for you, you are now covered in grease. You are like...
Oh, lovely.
A very slippery dwarf.
It's turned into a different sort of evening than the one I had planned.
Dwarf wrestling.
In that case...
I was going to go dwarf tossing, but never mind.
You know,
I tell you what, it's easier when that, it's easier when they're oiled.
The only problem is...
The only problem is it takes ages to get out of the beard, you know.
Grease up, monkey.
That's a practiced phrase for you, isn't it?
You just because the man falls on top of you, but because you're sort of now covered in grease, you're lying literally on it.
Right. Okay.
You kind of bring your knees up and manage to push yourself off him, and like a penguin, you can kind of shoot somewhere.
Awesome. Can I shoot at the ankles of the still standing drow?
Yeah, well, there's two still standing drow. Which one do you want to go for?
I'll go for the... Okay, is it one on the left, one on the right, or is it one further back into the room or one further forward?
The one on the right hit you, the one on the left fell over, and the one at the back of the room hasn't been hit yet, and it didn't fall
over. Okay, so I'm going for the one on the left then, who attacked me. Or did you say it was the one on the right? Sorry.
On the right.
One on the right. Sorry, I'm terrible with memory at the moment. Go for the one on the right. So I'm just like, come here, you bastard! And just sort of like skid across the floor at his ankles.
The dwarf gnashing his teeth. And himself on the grease on the floor towards the drow. Actually, you don't need to roll. You hit him in the shins. Roll a strength check. Roll a
d20. That is a 7.
You're a pretty hefty guy, so you get pluses. Yeah. So you propel yourself right into his shins, and you hit him completely the wrong way. You completely take out his knees, and he actually falls onto his ass, or to his back.
I don't suppose I can swing my axe at him now he's on the floor with me. Or is that I've taken my action for the turn? I know I'm being cheeky by asking, but you know.
Probably taking your action for the turn, but you have knocked one of the swords out of his hand as he drops it to try and put it on the floor. So you're now both on the floor. You're in a better position, and you're both covered in grease.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so you...
Does his hair look all straggly now? His pretty, pretty hair.
Oh, no, it's braided. Don't you worry, darling.
Oh, I see.
Right, Oren's gone. Okay, so Grim, it's your go. You are standing on the sort of the right-hand side of this room. The nearest drow to you is standing right ahead of you, looking towards the dwarf, and it suddenly has its knees taken out by the dwarf as he glides across the floor. The one towards the back of the room does, however, look towards you. Looks like towards you questioningly.
Okay. Lame. Do I hear any approaching rogue footsteps at all?
Of Blatt
on his way?
No, not yet.
Okay.
This drow does actually say something to you. And he draws out a short sword, just one. Actually, no, it's a long sword. And he walks towards you and goes, "You've got something of mine, little thief."
Ah, I see. Yep. So I'm gonna I don't know if I really want to use that quite yet. Can I get past because I might slip up.
You instantly, I'm going to say, become aware of the dagger on your belt. And it might be something that you could potentially use. You feel it is magical, and you're a magic student. And maybe it's because of the adrenaline rushing through your body and, you know, thinking quicker. And you can feel the magic pulsing off it a bit.
Let's stab him with the dagger then.
Right, okay. You grab the dagger, and it's very it's very beautifully made. It's elegantly crafted, and it's silver. But along the handle, there's no sort of distinguished barrier between the handle and actually the blade. It's all kind of one.
Sure.
But you see sort of markings etched on it, not in drow at all, etched on it and infilled with like a black sort of obsidian sort of material. And as you grab hold of it, you're thinking about the drow over there. And it's about, he's about maybe 10 feet in front of you. And then the markings on the dagger begin to glow slightly. And suddenly, bam, you're like standing right in front of the drow, like 2 inches away. You can go for a stab.
Mind right. That bitch.
Let's do it. Let's do it. This is a bad idea.
Thank you.
Oh, 8 to hit.
Yeah. No, you get pluses on that. Yeah, you literally appear, or you know, you have blinked straight up to him, and the dagger's tip has ended 2 inches away from his chest, and you plunge it into his chest. So do a d4. I'll potentially have pluses.
3.
Okay.
I think I get a -2 on that because of my terrible strength.
No, maybe. That's okay. You stab him in the chest, and he reacts quicker than you thought he would. You stab him and pull out, and he puts his hand there. Is he going to still go on his go? Yes, he will. Okay, so whose go is it next? It is actually his go. So he's going to try and hit you, but you're a bit too kind of close to go with the sword now, so he's going to hit you with the pommel. You got a 19, so we'll do a d4 as well. So he does 2 points of damage to Grim. So you're on 10. He hits you, because you're quite small, he hits you right in the forehead, and all of a sudden it goes dizzy for a second, and then you're kind of swaying, and then you kind of come to, you're still holding this dagger. Okay, the drow that's on the floor, or was on the floor, is trying to stand up if he can. Yes, he can, and he sees Rohandrel. He's going to try and hit Rohandrel and misses. He actually has an axe. He tries to embed it into Rohandrel, but misses and hits the back wall instead. Rohandrel, it's your go.
Okay, I'm gonna hit this guy back if I can.
Okay,
crush the pretty boy.
Yeah, I'm gonna scalp him.
Start collecting drow scalps. That would be amazing.
Oh my god, please!
This is what happens to heretics in my God's temple.
Actually, fine. That would be really quite a good story. You'd get fucking owned.
Goddamn pretty boys.
People would hunt you down.
This sounds good. Right, I'm going to roll a hit.
Especially fun when you try to do the scalping with a hammer.
People would notice, let's just say that.
Or it's a different kind of scalping. It impact scalping. I got 11 for hit.
Do you get any pluses? 12. No, let me have a quick look. Next time, everyone's in charge of their own carrot sheets. 11, 12, 13. You just miss by one. You try and hit with a mace, and he's dexterous as fuck, and almost Matrix style bends backwards, and his hair sort of flushes. It swishes down as he comes up in a circle.
He's so getting scalped.
Yes, is that the best you have got, lizard man? Okay. So, Thrak, it's back to you.
Ah, excellent. So are we sort of laid down side by side, this guy and I?
Yes, you're kind of, you are good in a wrestling position kind of thing.
Oh, right. So I'm on my sort of hands and knees then.
Yeah, let's just say you're both in like an action ready position.
Right, okay. In which case, I will try and cut his hands off at the wrists with my axe. I'll just swing it sideways, sort of just above the floor, and just sort of take a sweep at it. Yeah, you know, because.
Yeah, okay, nice. Roll to hit.
A man has no hands, a man cannot wrestle. it's like Thrak's father always told him.
No hands, no wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, he cannot push a button if he disable his hand.
Well, you can use his nose.
Oh, fair point. Cut that off next time.
<Yeah.
Right then. Let's see. What do we do? We do... Ooh, 18.
Fuck! Yeah, okay. Roll your damage.
Damage. Minus. Ooh, 6.
Minus one hand.
Minus one hand.
Look, Ma, no hands.
We shall now call the pretty boy Stumpy.
Yeah, so you're both sitting on the, you're both sort of kneeling on the floor, and you've still got your axe in your hand, and you're kind of looking at each other, and he opens his mouth as if he's about to say something, and you're like, nope, and bring it round straight across his arms, and do cut both of his arms off, and he kind of gasps and falls straight forward. He's got two stumps which are spurting blood, and he's like in shock. He's like twitching and shivering and looking at his stumps like, ah!
Thrak just laughs uproariously at this. He's just like,
you laugh in your victim's blood as it squirts all over the floor. Yeah, he's not doing anything else. He's literally just looking at his hands and then starts coughing and trying to breathe and going into spasm. So, he's not going now. That's his go over.
Yay.
Grim, it's your go.
Oh, that was quick. Hello.
Hello, it's your go.
Cool, so this dude is still right in front of me, isn't he?
He is.
I'm just going to try and blast him with a fire bolt then.
Bolt?
Right, okay.
Oh, God. That grease isn't flammable, is it?
Probably.
I didn't think about that.
Shit.
It's a good thing it's not in the area of effect, isn't it?
Is magical volatile? Yeah, flammable. It is. It fucking is. Right, okay. You remember this as you do it. You can have the option to not do it, or you can go ahead and do it anyway, Grim. It's up to you.
Do it.
Yeah, I think let's do it. Why not?
Right. Boosh. Roll your damage.
Oh, 10. Fuck. Fuck.
Everybody gets incinerated.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I was doing so well.
not so pretty.
That's
now.
That's the end of the D&D.
As you stabbed him previously, the weight, as you pulled the dagger back out, you took a couple of steps backwards, so you're actually in the grease. It has spread all over the floor, and he sort of stumbled as if to a cup on his knee from the pain of you stabbing him in the chest, and he's bleeding out. He's trying to keep it under pressure, and you look down at him and can think whatever you like in this point, and send a firebolt straight at him, and it hits him sort of straight in the chest, but it also catches the bottom of his pants and starts burning very quickly, and hits the grease at his knees, and the whole of him goes up in flames, and you hear this screaming and the smell of singed hair fills the room. Actually, some of he falls backwards, but some of the oil starts like spitting, and you think that you really shouldn't want to be on this oil for too much longer.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
good
he is gone. He starts like stumbling around and hits the back wall, and he's screaming. And after a couple of seconds, yeah, he stops and slumps to the floor, but his body is still burning, and there's no longer a speck of hair anywhere on his body.
No scalp for you.
No scalp.
I've got my own one here.
Grim, you've gone. Right, this guy with the axe is going to go for Rohandra. So he's going to take a swing. Oh, hits!
Oh, shit.
Right. Is it D8? I'm going to go for D8. How many hit points do you have, Rohandra, left? How many have you taken? You haven't taken any damage yet.
Good sign.
No. Right.
Fine. I'm just going to grab his arm with his axe in his hand while it's buried in my side and then smack him in the face.
Yeah, unfortunately, this axe does hit you in the side, mm-hmm. and it, your natural armor protects you somewhat. It maybe wouldn't have gone in as far as it would have done with anyone else, but it does hit you in the rib. It cracks a rib, and it cuts into your flesh. But you almost put your arm over the axe, and yeah, you have a plus attack to smack this fucking dick in the face. So it rolls a hit.
So I'm going to grab the axe by the hilt that he's got it on.
Yep.
And sort of like grab his arm as well at the same time, and then I'll go back in for a crack on him then.
Right, roll to hit.
18.
Oh, yeah, easy. easy.
Not so nimble now, are you?
You bastard. Roll your damage.
7.
7, okay.
At the very least, that turns him into looking like a pug, surely.
You get him sort of across the face and then across his chest, and you gouge a massive cut across his face and all the way across his chest, because the mace is actually sort of barbed almost around the edges.
Right.
And he hisses. Never heard anyone hiss before, but he hisses, and he actually lets go of the axe. Thrak, it is your go. This drow is dead in front of you. You are at the moment joyously, you know, playing in a pool of his blood.
Oh, he died of shock, did he? Oh, that's upsetting.
He died of shock.
Oh, I had a whole thing planned where I would scream, ha ha, fuck you, Stumpy, and then bury my axe in his face.
You can still say that, but he won't hear you.
Okay, fair enough. So I look around the room, and I'm assuming I see the guy who's now dead and on fire at the back.
You do. You also notice flames starting to spark up closer to the big pool of oil that you are covered in, and your handle's covered in, and this other drow, the only drow that's still alive in this room.
Right, okay, so do I save Rahandril, or, well, assist Rahandril, I should say, or do I get out and save myself?
You can't get out, Rahandril's blocking the door.
Fuck's sakes. Right, okay, so am I next to a wall?
He's also really not looking very good, as in he's on... Yeah, he's really not. He's quite looking quite pale.
Right. Okay. Am I near? Am I next to a wall?
Yes.
Okay. So you're right. I'd like to repeat my penguin maneuver. Push off the wall and go after the one who stood in front of him. Stood in front of Thrak. And this time, as I go towards him, I want to try and take him off at the knees or at the ankles.
Right. You.
I love the look on your face there. The fuck is going on? I've got a slippery dwarf who's trying to make everyone stumpy.
It's like some sick, twisted Saw episode. Right. roll a d20 to see if you can push yourself and hit him, and then you can roll another one to see how well you hit him.
Oh, that's going to be amazing. Does a 16 manage it?
Yeah, you can hit him with a 16. You collide with his knees. What do you want to hit him?
Well, ideally, I'd want, just as I get within range, I want to just like swing and try and take him off at the ankles, basically.
Right. Roll to do that. Roll, that's a separate one to hit.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay. One.
Okay,
it was going so well.
Can you roll a d12 for me? One is good for you. 12 is really bad for Rohandrel.
Okay, how does a 4 catch you?
Not too bad. Okay. you basically end up propelling yourself towards this guy, but misjudge the swing, and you end up swinging it a bit too late. So it hits the wall rather than having enough arcing movement to come around and get him. But you do collide with his legs. He's going to make a dex check to see if he can stand up. Yes, he can, because he's stupidly fucking dexterous. And you just collide with him, but you've pushed him sort of against the wall, and you are sort of around the base of his legs. So then it's his go. So he's going to... Shit, doesn't have his axe anymore.
Nope.
Double T!
What's he going to do?
Remember how I was going to take his scalp?
He throws... he kind of goes like this. Or he reaches on the back of his shoulders and pulls out two daggers, and in a swift motion he's going to throw them down towards your head.
Bollocks.
What's your armor class? 16. It is no, it's Thrax 16. Armor class is 40.
Yeah, is it? I thought it was 16.
Yeah, no, I think it's 14.
He's got.
He hits with one, misses with the other, so take 3 points of damage and make a saving throw.
Oh shit!
Take off my fucking shins, will you?
two.
So nothing happens in the moment.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Yeah, you one of these daggers glimpses off your armor, but the other one gets lodged right into your collarbone. And it Lovely. Really stings like a bitch. Okay, take 3 points of damage. They're the only first 3 points of damage you've taken. You've done well.
Oh, I took five before.
Oh, did you?
Because the guy scratched me.
Right, okay.
Sorry, I'm honest at least.
Yeah, you are. Okay, so now it is Rohandro, I think.
Okay.
Rohandro.
The dwarf sort of impacts the thing and just goes...
I don't know, sorry, it's not. It's Grim. I'm very sorry. Okay. It's Grim. Grim, what do you want to do?
Hello.
You use water.
not on oil or grease.
No, that's
no. Jesus.
You need to use some sort of powder extinguisher. Yeah.
Win a dollar award. Fucking hell. Well,
I actually do have a bag of sand in my Woo! Pack.
You so, are an amazing D&D player.
That was pretty handy. That's pretty handy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I was going to ask how much would you say the amount of fire is smaller than or greater than a small campfire?
It's concentrated. So the guy that's on fire obviously is burning pretty well, but the sort of oil that is spattered around between him and the pool that you're in isn't very large. It's sort of dissipated. So you could potentially stop that. You could stop the bridging between your pool and his burning body.
Well, because I've got prestidigitation, and as part of that, it says I can instantly snuff out a small campfire. So could I do that?
Ooh.
Yes, I think you can.
Let's do that then.
You concentrate, and I'm going to ask you to roll an intelligence check because you've not got a lot of hit points.
Right.
So you really, really concentrate, especially when you're casting spells. Mean DMs will make your head blow up.
18.
18, yeah. You lower yourself into a state where you're fully concentrating and the rest of the world doesn't exist. It's a technique you've been taught at colleges and schools that you've been to. And you concentrate and you can see in your mind's eye the fires flicker and die and go into embers. And as you open your eyes, they have done just that.
Nice.
So, Angel, it's now you there.
I'm going to unlodge this axe from my side and then swing it round at the head of this bound and up against
I think
the wall
you left
guy.
Something.
Yeah,
you pull it out of your side with a grunt and it really hurts. But you have the strength within you and he's completely focused on this dwarf that is just attacking his kneecaps at the moment. So roll to hit with this.
I'm going to aim just above the bridge of his nose.
Okay. Yeah. I can see what's coming. Roll to hit.
12.
You get pluses plus two. Oh, you hit his arm. You hit on his armor class. You hit by this much. Yeah, so you bring it round. Roll your damage.
What's the damage on the axe?
It's a D8 with some things that I will add on because okay. I know.
Two.
Okay.
It only goes halfway in.
I like the look of concentration.
It hits, but you get to sort of halfway and you've perfectly lined up the bridge of his nose, and then you get a big like twinge in your side and your aim goes down. You still hit him, but you cut him right across the chest and it goes in, and you see blood starting to well up, and he screams in pain. And then God, it is Thrax's go.
So yeah, Thrax is on the floor at this point, attached to this guy's leg, by his arms. I'm assuming I'm too close for big axe, really, aren't I?
Yeah, a bit too close, really.
So I whip out the hand axe,
okay. Sort of
lean back, and basically try and chop him in the groin.
Nice.
Right, okay.
Roll the splattered in blood.
Ooh, 17.
Fuck, yeah, okay, you hit.
Chop his dick off!
You want to chop his dick off?
No, I want to literally just embed this axe in his crotch. You remember in the Two Towers, Gimli goes skidding across the top of the wall, ends up between the dwarf's legs and or the orc's legs, and slams his axe in, like that.
You tend to do the same thing, except that he's not moving. You look at you've got your big graceful weapon in your hand, and you look at it a bit sad and you're shy, and you go, "This is not the moment for you. Drop it." Flick your little tomahawk sort of hammer round. I guess it's your turn, and you smash it right into the drow's groin, and he takes another gasping breath, and then he just a lot of weight now becomes heavy upon the axe. It just slumps forward. You are roll a d12 just really quickly, Matt. I mean, Thrax.
Eight.
Okay, you are covered in blood and the contents of his bowels.
Nice.
Right in front of you.
Very nice.
Lovely.
And then there is an eerie quiet.
Broken only by the slight sniggering of a dwarf.
I'm going to unlock this axe and then take his head.
You what, sorry?
Unlodge the axe and then take
the
scalp.
The drow slides to the floor, but you can grab his got a lot of luscious locks, and you can gather it together in sort of a ponytail fashion.
Yep. It's kind of and then I'm going to take it.
Take the hair or scalp.
He's scalping.
I'm going to take the scalp.
You can scalp him. You scalp him. Blood gushes everywhere. And after a couple of moments, you hear footsteps coming from the doorway behind you.
I think I know what's about to happen. So,
what do you guys do?
Thrak just starts to sort of extricate himself from underneath this dead, or finally dead, drow, and sort of tries to stand up. How long does the grease last for?
It's sort of just there now.
Ten minutes.
Okay, so it's still there. So it doesn't suddenly disappear or anything.
You got to think rounds are like 5 seconds, 6 seconds.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I just wanted to check whether it was still there. Thrax sort of gets to his hands and knees, because he's not going to try and stand up and then fall on his face or anything, and starts trying to get past Rohandrel out the door.
You start trying to get towards the door, and you notice that the just out of the corner of your eye, that the axe that Rohandrel has in his hand is dwarven.
There's a sort of, you know, when you really do that double take to see something out, you see you see that sort of thing out the corner of your eye, you go, what's that? I go, oh!
It's a beautiful, beautifully crafted ancient dwarven weapon. Sort of like if you got a traditional Japanese samurai sword, it's like worth thousands and thousands of gold.
Mr. I just have a quick one. I sort of reverse my crawl, turn around and just go and basically crawl up to Rohandrel and then stand up and just be like, can I just have a quick look at that, please?
Whilst you're talking, Grim's just sort of lied down on his back to rest. Yeah. You carry on. You carry on.
Warming himself by the fire.
Yes! Oh, that's a good point. The whole room smells like pork, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, and there's smoke starting to build upon the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
Nice. We should probably get out of here then.
You're in an unvented underground room.
Nice. I'm gonna look down at this dwarf who's just come sort of reverse skidding back over to me and gone, please, sir.
I just need to have a look at that, please.
You notice that he's very, very sincerely almost interested in affectionate, and you notice that this axe that you have in front of you, you know, it is actually a beautiful dwarven weapon. And it's actually a bit too short for you, Rohandrel.
To be fair, axes never suited me anyway.
The weight passed
it over. Right. Yeah.
It's meant for a dwarven height, not an 8-foot lizard man height. It's probably a tomahawk for you. Yeah, you can hand it over to...
But I needed a toothpick.
As soon as he hands it to me, slam it into his groin. No. My new favourite target on tall people.
You take Grind it into your up. Hands and you almost feel like a warmth spread through your body, like it is in the right hands again. You were meant to find it.
Yeah, there's a moment that where Thrak just sort of looks at this weapon in a slightly way. Is the only way I can describe it. You might even see a small sliver of a tear just trickle into his blood and poo stained beard.
As all you of you have this wife, moment, footsteps come around the corner and Black Piplock and Amdor the Great turn up and stand in the doorway.
Oh my god! Jesus!
Amdor actually throws up. He turns around and goes, nope, and then just throws up. And Piplock actually covers her mouth and goes, yeah, she's going to be sick as well.
Seriously, in all my years as a soldier, what the f... Just honestly, guys, can you not talk to people?
I have to agree. I can't imagine they're very nice, but Jesus! Not only that, it's great mother.
Diplomacy is for the weak.
Thrak sort of starts to sort of giggle slightly again, and goes and retrieves his small hand axe from the groin of the dead guy.
Well, you probably raised the alarm.
Good. I need to practice with this. He says, swishing the new axe around the place a bit.
I'm not being weird, guys, but do you want to leave the room that seems to be filling with toxic smoke?
I don't like to say that he has a point, but he might do.
What are you talking about, magic pixie?
Hey, it's only dead. Hey, the bodies. They might have something on them. You never know.
You can have that one. The one that's covered in shit.
She grabs the guy that you originally killed and starts dragging him out the room. And then someone grab a jar, for God's sake.
I'll grab one of the closest ones.
How's the immolated drow looking?
Not great. His brain's very grey.
Is he still on fire?
Oh, the guy on fire, yeah, he's I don't know, it was magical fire, it was magical oil, it seems to be burning, but it's dying down, it's decreased in its effect.
Yes. Thrak decides to make his exit and does so in the style that he is now used to.
Penguin.
Skids himself out of the door.
I think we found a new special move combo. Yeah.
Grease me up, Grim. I'm going in.
Oh my god.
It just the spell just says 10 foot by 10 foot, so that will cover you nicely, I think.
An
oiled up poo covered dwarf. Great.
Sliding along the floor towards the enemy.
Slides across the door to you.
All we need now is for a handrail to use your mace as a kind of golf club to
launch it.
I thought you were gonna say more like you know, when the ice thing where you're throwing the things across.
Okay, yeah. To be fair, I do have a shield that he could lie on top of and we could just kind of like skid him along.
I think it's probably a good place to leave it. I think it's probably a very good place to leave it.
Excellent.
Will the magical grease fire spread? Will the dwarf stop sliding everywhere like a penguin? With these heroes, who's to know? Hopefully we'll find out next time on Rolling with the Regulars. Thank you for listening. If you liked that and would like to check out some more of our stuff, head over to mosaicgaming.net. You can find us on Discord, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Catch you all later.